A lady on this talk show I saw once told a story about a time she had died. Her heart stopped beating, and the doctor shocked her chest like 3 times, and still no heartbeat, no pulse. They pronounced her dead. Then she coughed, and the doctors and nurses about fell out. She said dying was like sinking back into the womb. But who remembers that? She saw a light, but it wasn't the kind that blinded you. She called it angel light. After that, I would try to imagine the light as I lay on my bed, looking up at the ceiling, wondering if Daddy had seen the light when he was dying. I closed my eyes and put my arms flat on each side of my body, hands palms down, with my legs pressed together, and my feet parted in a small Y. I made my body a mannequin and breathed in through my nose, pressing my lips tightly so no air escaped. 1001. 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, 1006, 1010, 1013. My chest tightened, colors twisted and spiraled out of control in my head. I began to drift off somewhere, but whether to a light or warmness, I didn't know. I panicked and opened my nose and mouth, glad to be gasping air. The thing was, I didn't want to die. Because I knew there was no coming back from being truly dead. The lady on TV had maybe glimpsed the angel light. I hoped it had been there for my father, and he'd gone to heaven, like everybody said. Though it was hard to picture millions of people somewhere way up beyond the clouds, above gravity, chilling every minute in some paradise with streets paved with gold. And I couldn't imagine the opposite either. Every single sinner in the world, millions of them, burning forever, every day in a lake or a furnace so enormous it could hold them all.